Hey Dean, this is Pete from Cardiff. How you doing?
Good, how are you?
Good, good. Thanks for asking, man. I just wanted to follow up with
sure.
you. We had a conversation a while ago.
Yes, I'm listening.
Oh, yeah. Are you still interested on bringing on any capital for, get
well,
some inventory?
If
yeah.
It's possible.
Of course, of course. So I already have your application. I just needed some bank statements and a tax return, and we can get some numbers for you by tomorrow.
Oh, all right. Well, I'm reluctant as Donald. I'm not under audit, but you know what Donald Trump says. He's under audit, and he can't release his tax returns. So that's not my. Don't you love that one? It's a good one. You can use that just about your entire life.
Yeah, right. I mean, I'm under audit.
I'm under audit, and I just can't do it now. Any lawyer or accountant would advise you not to. That's what Donald Trump said. Good enough for the Trumpster, you know?
It's good enough for me, right?
The highest hand you could have in your hand is Trump. So if you've got, you know, nothing but jokers and Trumps, you're in. Supposed to be funny, Peter. I know you're in a serious business. I understand that. We're talking about money. It's not funny because they either owe or they want to borrow.
Yeah.
So what you should do is predetermine me there on whether or not you think I'd qualify for anything or not, and then I'll counter steer and think about what you've requested.
Okay. Well,
that's
just
not a negative. That's just
yeah. Just
you have your rules, which you are obligated by
mm-hmm.
your job and et cetera, and I respect those wholeheartedly. I mean that, so I expect you to do what you're done on your end. So you can contact me again. You look at my application. I'm right now going into a conference, so I took your call. I'm not avoiding you.
Yeah, that's fine. You wouldn't
it's
be
raining,
first,
and
though.
I don't have an umbrella where I am now. I'm in darn Arizona. You ever heard of that place?
Yeah, that's weird.
About 400.
Just driven through it.
Did you? I'm up in Prescott. You know where that is? No.
Where?
Prescott.
No, I drove by Flagstaff one time.
Yeah, okay, it's between Flagstaff and Phoenix.
Okay, so you have a general idea.
You know, yeah, it's southwesterly. Cottonwood, Jerome, Prescott. It's the Mecca. No, believe it or not, it gets 20 inches of rain here a year. Can you believe that?
Oh, wow. No, I didn't think anywhere in that region did.
No, it rains almost every other day here in August. That's a true story. I've been, a couple of years off and on. Kind of not what you think of as Arizona, you know, really. Well, they have trees and the whole bit.
Yeah, it sounds different. Lots of
you're there in beautiful Mission Viejo or San Diego or something.
Yeah, San Diego. A lot of people find it weird, though. Yeah, a lot of people think, you know, when I tell them May and June are the worst times to ever visit, they're like, what are you talking about?
I'm they
like,
don't
trust,
understand.
Trust
June
me.
I live in
trust
Santa Barbara.
Me.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's the
cold,
worst.
Boom.
It's nasty. You got to wear a sweatshirt the whole time.
Oh,
it is not beach weather.
Oh, God. Well, if you suffer for two and you're basking for 10, that's a reasonable trade.
Yeah.
Most people. No, I love California in the winter. I'm not a big fan in the summer, but I do love California in the winter.
No, I love it all the time.
That's my take. Well, it's nice all the time. Okay, good.
Yeah. I mean, just taking a quick look at your application, though. I mean, it's a revenue based loan, so just you have decent middle credit. You told me, just ballparking it. Probably get approved anywhere around, probably right around 10 grand. As far as rate goes, it's kind of hard without the bank statements with the revenue.
Is
but
it 21% or is it 7 or 8%?
Well, we do cents on the dollar, so it really depends on how long the term is. So you know what I mean? If you get like just hypothetical $100,000 on.
The higher the interest?
The higher the interest. But also, if you're looking at it in terms of an APR, it actually gets lower. Like if you had $100K on 10 cents on the dollar, you're paying back 10 grand. Now, if that's stretched out over 2 years, it's 5% APR. You know, over 1 year, it's 10%.
Really want, and I don't really want 100. I'm a small potato.
Oh yeah, no, I'm just that's just 10, for 000. Like yeah, you're gonna qualify
I mean,
for around 10.
No.